This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 8th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Kirk Kavark with the Clean Fuels Alliance America says the EPA's tailpipe emissions rule for heavy trucks is one-sided.
I think this proposal, which is meant to address both carbon emissions and tailpipe emissions from heavy-duty trucks, buses, etc., on road, is singularly focused on promoting electric vehicles in this space in the time frame of 2027 to 2032, without any acknowledgement, mention of, or a reliance upon low-carbon biomass-based diesel that's available here today and delivering both in terms of tailpipe criteria pollutants as well as carbon emissions.
The EPA says the rule is technology neutral, but Kavark firmly disagrees.
It's not forthcoming because the stringency of the standards are so significant that they can only be met with a handful of technologies, primarily electric vehicles. So that ignores the 70% less carbon emissions that you get from running biodiesel today. It ignores the 50% less criteria pollutants that come out of a tailpipe. It also ignores the environmental impact of reliance upon electrification. We're not talking about where those electrons are generated. It's also not talking about the environmental impact of electric vehicle and the batteries necessary.
To the skies, Southwest Airlines is leaning in to its plans to reduce carbon emissions by shifting to a significant blend of sustainable aviation fuel. Michael Abuchon says their non-stop to net zero plan has multiple fronts.
We're really working as part of that non-stop to net zero on three separate pillars: carbon, circularity, and collaboration. And for the purposes of this conversation today, we're talking about carbon. So by that, it's addressing our carbon emissions through fuel and operational efficiency initiatives, including sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF.
Abuchon says Southwest is committed to transitioning to a fuel that is currently in very short supply.
We have very limited SAF in our system today. I think as an industry and within the world, it's a fraction of a percent in terms of the total consumption that actually is SAF. So we have to make plans today for a more sustainable future. As we're looking at opportunities, we're looking down the road. We have a goal at Southwest to replace 10% of our conventional jet fuel with SAF by 2030. For us, that's 300 million gallons a year.
Abuchon is this week's guest on AgriPulse Open Mic. You can hear the full interview at www.agripulse.com. And while you're on the site, be sure to check out this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers featuring Representative Rosa DeLauro, the ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee. The Connecticut Democrat tells Hannah Pagel it's important to find funds to support the FDA's Human Food Safety Reorganization Program.
Then it becomes the Appropriations Committee's job to make sure that we do provide the resources that are necessary. Obviously, people are going to want to know what those changes are, what it means, etc. And I have full confidence that we will look to the future and serious changes, which are necessary at the FDA, which is why I had proposed a deputy commissioner for food and food safety. And I think that we ought to be able to come to agreement on funding that will allow him to do his job.
DeLauro still supports shifting to a single food safety agency. View this week's episode at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.